And started off Easton Fitz for the Thayer Bobcats. And number five, Hayden Vanganip, a senior for the Woodland Cardinals. For the Thayer Bobcats, number three, Devin Harrington, the big senior. Dev with another double-double yesterday in the semifinal game. He had 15 points and 13 rebounds. By the way, Easton Fitz, 22 points yesterday and had 7 rebounds. Up next for the Woodland Cardinals, it is a senior wearing number 10, Lane Lee. Had a good ball game yesterday. How about number 4 for the Thayer Bobcats, the senior Brandon Prince. Number 12 for the Woodland Cardinals, Corbin Kinder, junior. Number 21 for the Thayer Bobcats is a junior, Hollis Deckard. Number 21 for Woodland is a junior, Calvin Layton, who had 10 points in their loss yesterday to Principia. And a big man in the middle for the Thayer Bobcats, Cooper Clark, the All-State defensive lineman. And for the Woodland Cardinals, big junior, Cameron McCormick. Thayer Bobcats will have a size advantage at most positions. And as you go overall, Easton Fitz will be the smallest player on the court, but he's kind of used to that. Right at 6 foot, 1-6-1 player, but everybody about 6 foot for these Woodland Cardinals. Of course, the Thayer Bobcats a little bit smaller than that at the guard. Easton 5'8", and Hollis Deckard at 5'11". The Bobcats will have a definite size advantage on the inside with Brandon Prince, Devin Harrington, and Cooper Clark. We're just about ready to get this one going. Hope you've enjoyed our Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. And while we got just a moment, we'll say thanks to some of your Bobcat boosters helping bring you the game on this Thursday morning, including Big D Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, Clary Funeral Home to Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes, and Fred O'Neill, attorney at law at the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Lee Devin Harrington to jump it up for the Thayer Bobcats, of course. Number 12, Corbin Kinder, who's a really good-looking player. He didn't have a great day yesterday, but he was being guarded by the best defender for Principia. His reputation precedes him. He is a great player, slasher, can shoot the three, handles the ball most of the time for the Woodland Cardinals, at least from what I saw in the game yesterday, and he's the guy that they're about to are going to have to keep an eye on. Corbin Kinder, just a junior wearing number 12. All right, Thayer Bobcats will be the visitors on the scoreboard wearing the green uniforms trimmed in white. Woodland will be the home team wearing the home white trimmed in black and red. We are ready to go. Something funny happened out on the court. Devin Harrison is about folded over. And the Bobcats are up and win the tip. Easton Fitz brings it down the backcourt. We're underway in the third place game of the Class 3 State Basketball Championship. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. They get it out top. Trying to go inside. Passes deflected out stolen. There goes Lee all the way to the bucket, lays it up and in. Lane Lee with the first two of the night. That's Woodland special right there. Hit the steal, go shoot a layup. They want to play fast. They've got a little bit of backcourt pressure here. Bobcats get the ball to midcourt to Devin Harrington. He races around the defense, going to the hole. Gives it outside for Easton Fitz for three. It's off the front rim. No good. Rebound, ball it around, controlled by Kinder for Woodland. Woodland with a chance to go up by two buckets here. They get it over to Layton. Layton in the lane, kicks it outside for Vanganip. Vanganip over the shot. That is blocked. Now McCormick's got it. His shot is blocked. He gets it again, gets it up off the window. No good. And Hollis Decker takes down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Got it out to Harrington. Harrington gets it across the timeline, going up the left side. Both teams look like they want to play fast here this morning. Harrington with it in the corner for Thayer. Puts the three ball up. No good. Long rebound will be taken by Lane Lee for Woodland. And here go the Cardinals. Quick up the floor. They got it to Layton. Layton into the lane. Shoots and scores. Calvin Layton with two, and it's a 4-0 ball game early. Cardinals with the lead. Bobcat, again, coming against a little bit of full-court man-to-man. Now the Cardinals double team as Fitz gets across the timeline. He goes to Prince. Prince down the left side lane. Has the ball poked away from behind. Gets it back. Ducks under the defense. Shoots the jumper. No good. And a long rebound taken by Lane Lee. Woodland doing a nice job on the board. They bring the ball into the front court. Lee brings it on the right side to Vanganip. Vanganip will feed it back over to Layton. Corbin Layton had 10 points in the game yesterday, already 2 today. Good to give the Kinder. Now down in the corner to Lee. Lee down the baseline, shuffling inside McCormick. His shot rejected by Devin Harrington. Goes to a teammate out front. Shot by Kinder, no good. Harrington rebounds. Harrington races up the floor, gives to Hollis Decker, and he goes down the baseline. And we're getting a whistle on our first foul of the morning. It'll go against the Cardinals. It goes against number 21. No, they called on number 12, Corbin Kinder. That'll be his first. Mayer inbounds the ball in the corner. Got the pitch. Three-point shot is up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Layton. Layton up the floor. Pounded by the defense and a pitch. Easton pitch with a steal. Easton will glide to the bucket and score the layup. Nice defensive play and an easy two for the Thayer Bobcats. And the Bobcats on the board. It's now 4-2. Cardinals with the lead. Bobcats back in that 1-3-1 zone defense. Cardinals will work around the perimeter here. Got it out top to Kinder. Kinder backs it out, looks over the situation. Long cross-court pass taken by Vanganip. Vanganip back down in the corner for Lee. His three-point shot is up, no good. The rebound off the hands of Kinder goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a chance to tie the score. 5:11 to go, first quarter. Again, a little bit of three-quarter court pressure by the Cardinals. Hollis Deckard works the ball up across the timeline to Brandon Trent. Trent, two dribbles, gives over to Cooper Clark, who hits Prince going down the lane for the lay-in. Nice little give-and-go action on the right side, and the Fayette Bobcats have tied the score at 4. Here comes Woodland with it down in the left quarter. They go to Lee. Lee to Kinder at the elbow, puts his shot up, and it's good. Corbin Kinder with his first two of the afternoon puts Woodland back on top by 2 at 6-4. There, Bobcats break the full court press, got down to Harrington. Harrington is out to Hollis Deckard trailing the play. He penetrates in the lane to get back out to Prince. Prince into the paint, has his shot blocked, and loose ball picked up by the Cardinals. Here they go. And, oh, almost another steal by Easton Pitts. Cardinals get settled into the half court offense. They swing it to Kinder on the left side. Goes to McCormick, now down on the right corner. Down the baseline, back outside, shot is up, and no good by Vanganip. And the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Easton Pitts got it out to Harrington. Harrington to the high post to Clark. The pitch stopped at the free throw line, ducks under the defense, shoots no good. Long rebound comes out to Lee for Woodland. He goes all the way down the floor and going to be called for an offensive foul. He's done it again. Hollis Deckard stood his ground and draws the charge. That'll be on number 10, Lane Lee, his first for the afternoon, second team foul. And now substitution for the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White will check in as Cooper Clark will go to the Bobcat bench. Riley White, Brandon Prince, Devin Harrington, Hollis Deckard, and Easton Pitts. Lineup now for the Thayer Bobcats. And no substitution yet. Well, yeah, they do get a sub in there. Number 23 is checked in the ballgame. That is Meek. Meek is into the game, number 23 for Woodland. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Harrington's with it out front. Looking to get rid of it, does to Riley White. Riley brings it to Hollis Deckard on the right side. Cross court pass goes to Pitts, brings it down, goes in the corner. Now slashes in the lane, back outside to Deckard for three, and it's good. Hollis Deckard knocks one down from downtown. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Thayer Bobcats with the first lead of the morning. It is 7-6. Cardinals win the ball. Lee with it. Looking inside. Nobody open. Gives it over for Kinder. Kinder cross court to Schopp, who just checked in, and he nails the three-pointer for Woodland. Schopp puts Woodland back on top. That young man came off the bench and scored 16 for Woodland yesterday and got his first three here today. Thayer Bobcats with the basketball. Here's Harrington. Penetrates into the lane. Looking for the shot. Ducks under the defense. Shoots and scores off the window. First two of the day for Devin Harrington. We're tied at 9. Good ball game going here, folks. This one looks like it could be a barn burner, if you know what I'm talking about. Woodland Cardinals with the ball. Working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense. Left side it goes to Jackson Schock. Schock looking cross court. Couldn't find anybody open over there. That gives the ball up to Layton. Layton down the left side of the lane. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Brandon Prince. And Prince dribbles up across midcourt. Looking for a guard, trailing the play. Got it to Hollis Deckard. Hollis over to Easton Pitts. Takes the three. Jump stop in the lane. Pull up is good. Easton Pitts now with 4 in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcats back on top by 2. 11-9. Woodland working up the right side. Lane Lee with it. As on the right side wing, swings around the horn. That is Shock. Another long three. That one's off the rim. No good. Hollis Deckard with the rebound. Bobcats want to run. Easton Pitts up the left side all the way to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Easton just outran everybody down the court. And there's a long pass up the court for Woodland, intended for Kinder. He couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It'll be fair Bobcat basketball. Aaron McCormick checking back in the game for Woodland. Number 23, Meek, will go to the bench. Again, McCormick, number 40, back in the game for the Woodland Cardinals. Fair Bobcats with all the four-point lead now, 13-9, a minute 31 to go in the first quarter. Easton Pitts handles it against the man-to-man defense. Gives over to Hollis Deckard now. Hollis puts it on the floor up the left sideline, got it down in the corner for Brandon Prince. Prince going to the cutter in the lane. That's Harrington pulls up with a 10-foot jumper. It's no good. And Woodland with the rebound. They quickly give up the floor to McCormick on the baseline. 17-footer off the front rim. No. Harrington down the rebound. Dev wanting to run. Down the left side. Goes all the way to the bucket. Lays it up. No. But he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Devin Harrington forcing the issue. And he will go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on number three, Jackson Schott. That'll be his first. Third team foul on the Woodland Cardinals here in the first quarter. And Harrington at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. Harrington now with 3 points in the game. Fair led early by Easton Pitts. He's got six in the first quarter. Hollis Deckard hit a three. 3 points for Devin Harrington, two for Brandon Prince. And looking for his fourth, Harrington hits the free throw. 4 points for Dev today. Here come the Woodland Cardinals. Bobcats lead them by six. Under a minute to go, first quarter. Kinder with it out front. He's on the left side to Shock. Got it down the baseline. Now inside to McCormick. Couldn't find a shot. Feeds it back out front. Oh, almost goes back court. And ball is controlled by Layton. Layton gives the Shock again. Shock down low to Kinder. Or Lane Lee. That shot is up and good. That's a nice pass from Shock to Lee for the easy two. Makes it a four-point game with 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Mayor Bobcats with the ball. Harrington swings it over to Prince. Prince going baseline to Riley White. Riley will take it out to the corner on the dribble. His pass is deflected. Now stolen. Woodland with a chance to get back within two. In the lane. Shot is up, and it's good by number three, Jackson Schott. He's got 5 points off the bench in the quarter. Mayor Bobcat lead is down to two. Mayor with the basketball. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Easton Pitts. Will shake and bake down to the baseline. Pull up 15-footer. Money. Easton Pitts puts the Fair Bobcats back up by four. 17-13. There's the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. Fair leads it by four over the Woodland Cardinals here in the third place game of Class 3 State Basketball Tournament. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Well, a fun first quarter. Woodland had a lead. Fair Bobcats have the lead at the end of the quarter, 17-13. Good fast-paced action up and down the court. Two really good teams here. Fair Bobcats 24-5 on the year. Woodland 24-7. Playing for third place here in the Class 3 Basketball Championship at Missouri. Woodland opens the second quarter with the basketball. They get it to Schott, Jackson Schott. Young junior has come off the bench and scored five in the first half. Here's a long three ball. Good by Kinder for Woodland off the right wing. Corbin Kinder, a three-pointer. That makes it a one-point Fair Bobcat lead, 17-16. Fair now with the ball. A little bit of pressure. Bobcats get it down to Heath Combs, who has checked in for the first time. Now to Cooper Clark. Back out to Harrington for three. The big man couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound is off the hands of Woodland out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Thayer opens the second quarter with Cooper Clark, Heath Combs, Brandon Prince, Devin Harrington, and Easton Pitts. Combs will trigger it in down along the baseline. Got the ball into Pitts. Fakes, drives to the left side, puts up a shot. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound taken by Woodland. Here's a long pass up the floor to Kinder. Kinder gets it up and good off the backboard. Corbin Kinder. And that ties the ball game. Actually, it's Woodland on top by one, 18-17. They about to get to the ball. Harrington against pressure. Gives it over to Heath Combs. Back out to Harrington. Harrington running from the top. Leads it to Easton Pitts. Easton will back it out. Now gives to Harrington cutting through the lane. Couldn't get a shot. Gives it to Prince. Prince going to the hole. He's going to call for a charge. Nice play by Kinder. He stood his ground, and Brandon Prince ran right over. That is the first foul of the game on the Thayer Bobcats. Comes with 6:49 to play in the second quarter. Substitution now. Vanganip checks into the ballgame. Back in for Woodland. He started. He's in place of Lane Lee. So Woodland with the ball, a one-point lead, 6:44 to go in the second quarter. They got it out on top. Vanganen gives it up to Kinder. Kinder swings it around the left side to Layton. Layton, right back to Kinder. Kinder going down the left side of the lane, kicks it back outside, but not before a foul call. That'll be on Heath Combs. Combs' call for the foul will be his first of the afternoon. And it'll be the second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter already. Down to a minute and a half to go. Here's a nice ball movement off the inbound for the Cardinals. Couldn't get a shot to drop. Thayer down the rebound for Brandon Prince. Got it out to Easton Pitts. Easton going into the lane. Has the ball poked away and now picked up by the Cardinals. They bounce it out and Cooper Clark comes down with a steal. Clark with a steal for the Thayer Bobcats. This is Harrington. Devin brings it back into the front court. Thayer needs the bucket here to regain the lead. Got to Brandon Prince. Prince out to the top of the key. Bounces it to Cooper Clark at the high post. Down to Pitts, wide open for a three, and that one barely draws iron in the rebound taken by Kinder for Woodland. Kinder races up the floor, going to the hole. High arching shot off the window is good. He had to get that one way up high to get over the outstretched arms of Devin Harrington. And now Coach Matt Pitts with a timeout. 20-17. Woodland leads Thayer by three. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Well, it's a 7-0 run to open the second quarter for the Woodland Cardinals, and they have taken a 20-17 lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Woodland picking up the pace a little bit defensively, a couple of steals and easy buckets. Thayer has yet to score first 2 minutes and change in the second quarter. Bobcats with the ball here out of the timeout. Easton Pitts will bring it up. Hollis Deckard, by the way, back in the game for Thayer. Here goes Easton Pitts, penetrates up the right side, gets to Harrington in the corner, back out to Pitts. Pitch, spins toward the lane, gives it in to Brandon Prince. His shot rattles on both sides of the rim and pops out. And it's a long pass up the court to Lane. Lane with a shot for the Cardinals. No good. Rebound to McCormick. He puts it up and in. It's a 9-0 run now for Woodland. Thayer Bobcats break the ball across the timeline. Easton Pitts, they'll draw double team to him and gives it over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard. As the defense comes to him, gives the pitch. Easton down the middle of the lane, trying to dump it off to Clark. Ball's deflected. Easton gets it right back, goes up with a shot, and gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. The two-shot foul will be either McCormick or Kinder, I believe. They do call it on number 12. That is Corbin Kinder. Will be his second of the game. That's what happened to him yesterday. He got some early foul trouble in the game against Principia. Easton pitched at the free throw line. Easton hits the first one. He's got 9 points now in the game. Remember, Easton coming off a 22.7 rebound effort in the loss to Kip last night. Another free throw here for the Bobcats senior guard. That's good. Easton in double figures with 10. First player in double figures here this morning. And the Thayer Bobcats back to within 3, 22-19. Cardinals with the ball, got to Kinder. Long three-point shot is good! Corbin Kinder with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 12 points. And with 4:42 to go in the first half, Woodland out to a six-point lead over the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with the ball on the right side. They swing it over to Easton Pitts. Easton, a little shake and bake, trying to lose the defense, and he's going to be called for a travel. Yep. Yeah, I would agree with that call. Easton asking the official, what did I do? And the official explained it to him, and he says, okay. So Woodland Cardinals with a six-point lead and the ball. They bring it into the front court with Shock. Shock will feed it over the lane. Lane gives and gets it right back to Shock in the corner. Shock going to pull up for a three from the top. It rattles in and out, no good. And Cooper Clark with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats wanting to run a little bit. Fits up the middle of the floor. Goes around the defender, all the way into the lane, throws one up. No, but a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. So Easton. And they call this one on number 21. Yeah, call that one on Calvin Layton, his first. And Easton pitched to the line to shoot two. Just hit two in a row, and this one bounces out. Number 23 checking into the game, back into the game, I should say, for Woodland, that is Meek, number 23, Peyton Meek. Easton pitched to shoot another free throw, and this one is up, and that one rattles out no good. So Bobcats have had a little trouble finding it. Here's another long pass up the court, complete to Lang Lee, who scores the lay-in. That's twice. They caught the Bobcats not getting back defensively. And here's a long pass by Easton Pitts, intercepted by Kinder. Kinder to Shock in the corner, crosses it. And now in the left corner to Lane, his three-point shot rattles in and out. No good, Harrington with a rebound, got it up to Easton Pitts. Easton races up the floor, got it in the corner. Now to Harrington. Harrington looking to challenge. He goes to the hole and is going to get fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. It'll be a block, and that's going to be on Kinder. Corbin Kinder for Woodland has just picked up his third foul in the first half. Third personal foul on Kinder, who has scored 12 of their 27 points there in the first half, and he'll go to the bench. Number 5 getting back in there, Hayden banging it. There, Bobcats will inbound the ball. Hollis decked the trigger man, lobs it up for Harrington, couldn't complete the shot, gets his own rebound, and they're going to call him for an over-the-back foul. Devin Harrington went up over the back, going to be called for the foul. So Thayer ran the alley-oop, couldn't get it to the rim for the dunk. And then on the rebound, Harrington commits the foul. 3:31 to go in the first half. Thayer down 27-19. And the Woodland Cardinals with the basketball. Up the right side, Lane Lee with it. Takes it to the top of the key. Swings on the right side to Gant Vanganip. Vanganip around to Shock. Shock holds it on the left side wing. Gives to a cutter in the lane. Turnaround jumper is up and good for Calvin Layton. Layton now with 4 in the first half. He had 10 yesterday. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back. Got it to Hollis Deckard. Out of Harrington to Prince. Going down the left side of the lane. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken by Woodland. Cardinals off on the run. That is Vanganip. All the way to the right. Puts it up and in. Hayden Vanganip, his first 2 points. And here's almost a steal. I end up with a basketball here on the side. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. It was a good defensive play there by number 21, Calvin Layton. Thayer needing a bucket. Have only scored 2 points in the first 5 minutes plus in the second quarter. And the Bobcats want a timeout. Coach Matt Pitts wants to talk about. 31-19, Thayer down 12 here in the third place game in the Class 3 state tournament. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And we're back in Mizzou Arena, Norm Stewart Court, University of Missouri Columbia, the Class 3 state basketball championship, Bear Bobcats. Trail by 12 here with 2:45 to go in the first half. Bear brings up into the front court, got over to Hollis Deckard. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Feeds it inside to Harrington, back to Deckard, and it's good! Hollis Deckard, his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Just like that, Bear back to within nine. Here they give the shot, going in lane, pulls up a little running one-hander. The floater's good. Jackson Scott, instant offense. He's come off the bench and scored seven in the first half for Woodland. Bear Bobcats with the ball. Here's Harrington, top of the key, over to Easton Pitts on the left side wing. Down the corner now to Brandon Prince. Brandon lobs it inside to Harrington. Bobcats go into Cooper Clark, up with a shot. Wouldn't go down, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line, shoot free throw. Well, Bear going to try and pound it inside and make the Cardinals foul them. The climb back into the game, fouls on number 21, and that is Calvin Layton will be his second. Team foul number 4 on Woodland with 2 minutes to go in the first half. And the first free throw is no good for Cooper Clark. Now Fayer with a substitution. Riley White will check into the ballgame again. Brandon Prince going to the Bobcat sideline. Cooper Clark at the free throw line. The All-State defensive lineman headed to Baker College. And second free throw is up, no good. Harrington down the rebound and gets pushed. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on number 40, I believe. Yeah, number 40. That is Cameron McCormick. Big body kid for the Cardinals. That'll be his first. And Devin Harrington going to the free throw line. Dev trying to cut into this 9-point lead by Woodland, and the first one is good. Harrington now 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Bear Bobcats, 5 of their 23 points have come from the line. They continue to push the issue in the middle of the paint, trying to take advantage of their height advantage in there. Second free throw for Harrington, up and no good. Rebound McCormick for Woodland. McCormick gives it out to Vanganip, takes it in the front court, feeds it down the left corner now. Bobcats pop out on Layton. Layton swings it right side to Vanganip. Now Lane Lee in the corner. He's trying to back down the defender. Feeds the ball back out top for Jackson Shock. Shock right side to Vanganip. Down to the baseline. Good ball movement here. Taking their time. Oh, here's almost a steal by Riley White for Thayer. Ball goes off the hands of Lane Lee and out of bounds. Oh, it's off the hands of Riley White out of bounds. 33-23, Thayer down 10, a minute 30 to go in the first half. Woodland Cardinals with it and the lead. They got the shot. Shot way out front. He can hit it from there, though. He's a little shaken back here. Now looking to penetrate down the left side of the lane. His shot is up, no good. Bothered by Harrington. And the rebound taken by the Bobcats. Thayer on the run. Easton Pitts pulls up for three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats and out of bounds. And unfortunate there, Bobcats had a hand on the rebound, couldn't corral it. And number 3, Jackson Shock, is limping off the floor for the Cardinals. Explosive bench player, 7 points in the first half off the bench, and he comes limping off the court. They're going to check him out. Number 23, Meek, checks back in for Woodland. Here's almost a steal by Hollis Deckard with Thayer. Woodland with the basketball. Vanganip out top. His pass is deflected, now stolen by Easton Pitts. Easton all the way to bucket, got to Harrington, and Dr. Duncanstein serving up a jam sandwich for the Woodland Cardinals here at Norm Stewart Court. And there's another steal by the Bobcats. Oh, we're going to get a foul. Bobcats almost with a steal, and they're going to call a foul on Easton Pitts as he reached in from behind to poke that ball away. Just the 4th team foul against State here in the quarter. And here goes Shock. Back in the game, Vanganip will check out for the Woodland Cardinals. 40 seconds remain in the first half. Bear down by 8. Woodland inbound the ball on the near side. Woodland trying to get somebody open to get into Lane Lee. Lee handles out front. Takes his man down to the left wing. Leads it back out front for Layton. Layton has it stolen. Hollis Deckard will drive. Misses the layup. Hollis Deckard went up soft with the layup. And here comes Woodland the other way. A shot blocked by Harrington. Ball goes back out to Lee for 3. No, Harrington with a rebound. 17 seconds. Harrington bounces it up to Cooper. Clark down in the bucket. Misses it. Harrington follows it back up and in. Air Bobcats back within 6, 33-27. Long lead pass up to McCormick. Scored and a foul. The Thayer Bobcats, that is the third or fourth time that they have not gotten back defensively and gave up an easy bucket. And Harrington going to be called for the foul. McCormick with his fourth point. Thayer got back with a 6. Now it's 8, and it might be 9 with 3.6 seconds to go. Cameron McCormick, big junior, puts the free throw up. It is no good. Rebound, Riley White. Got out to Hollis Decker. Long shot up the court. Oh, that was close. And that's the end of our first half. Thayer Bobcats trail the Woodland Cardinals 35-27. Exciting first half of basketball. We're going to take time out. We'll be back with your Thayer or Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says go Bobcats. Spring is rolling in, and the guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. Warm days are ahead, so let Corey, Steve, and the team check your AC and running ice cold before the warm-up. Plus, they'll inspect your tires. Good tread's a must for those spring showers. Need new ones? They've got every brand for your car, truck, SUV, or trailer. From alignments to brakes, they'll keep you road ready. And as your authorized interstate battery dealer, they'll test your battery to avoid any surprises. Trust the guys at the Car Doctor 2, North Highway 63 in Thayer. Your spring tune-up starts here.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
First, member FDIC.
Fast-paced first half here. That's in the third place game of the Class 3 State Basketball Championship at University of Missouri Columbia. We're in the Mizzou Arena, Norm Stewart Court. Thayer Bobcats trail at the half, 35-27. Bobcats had a 4-point lead at the end of one quarter, 17-13, but Woodland opened the quarter on a 9-0 run. End up outscoring the Thayer Bobcats 22-10 in the second quarter to take the lead by 8. This one's been back and forth, and good balance scoring for both teams. Nobody just dominating things out there, but a lot of good balance scoring up and down the lineup. I expect second half is going to be just as good. Of course, the winner of this one will win that third-place trophy here in the Class 3 State Basketball Championship. By the way, the championship game in Class 3 will be at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it'll be the Principia to take on the Kip Legacy Gators. I expect that's going to be a dandy ball game. Again, the Kip KC Legacy Gators, who beat the Thayer Bobcats yesterday by, 9, will take on the Principia Panthers, who beat Woodland by 25 yesterday. Are you listening to the Thayer Bobcat halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer? We'll be back with your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance Agent Roger Foley and Affiliate Agent Capri Bristow.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats!
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Hello, back in Columbia, Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri. And this is the third place game in the Class 3 State Basketball Championship. It's going to be a full day of basketball here at Mizzou Arena today. Let's take a look at our first half stats. And by the way, welcome back to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats trail 35-28 here at the intermission. Thayer led by Easton Pitts in the first half with 10 points. Devin Harrington has added 9. 2 points for Brandon Prince and a pair of threes for Hollis Deckard. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. For the Woodland Cardinals, they're led by Corbin Kinder. He's got 12 points, but he is in foul trouble. He had 3 fouls in the first half. 7 points for Jackson Shock off the bench, including a three-pointer. Hayden Vanganip with 2. Lane Lee with 6. Calvin Layton with 4. And Cameron McCormick with 4 for the Woodland Cardinals. That's all the scoring for them. Take a look at a couple of the game stats. Thayer Bobcats are shooting 40% from the floor in the game, 25% from the three-point line. They are 2 of 8, and they're shooting 50% from the free-throw line. They are 5 of 10. For the Woodland Cardinals, they're shooting 51% from the floor, 16 of 31. They're 30% from the three-point line, 3 of 10, and they are 0% from the free-throw line, 0 for 1. Woodland also leads in rebounds. They have out-rebounded the Thayer Bobcats 18-16 in the first half. And, again, 3 for 10 from the three-point line, while Thayer is 2 for 8. Thayer Bobcats with 7 turnovers in the first half. Woodland has 6. Both teams making their way back out on the court. It's halftime. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, powered by Community First Banking Company. Take another time out. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots, Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
We're back at the Mizzou Arena. Hope you enjoyed our Bear Bobcat halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company. Back at Mizzou Arena, the third place game in the Class 3 State Basketball Championship. I want to say thanks to some more of your Bear Bobcat boosters that will bring you the game today. They include Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart Store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, and Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, your owner, along with Thayer Ready Mix and Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry. All right, Thayer Bobcats trail by 8 here at the intermission, 35-27. It'll be Bobcat ball to open the third quarter. Easton Pitts, Brandon Prince, Hollis Deckard, Cooper Clark, and Devin Harrington to start the third quarter. Cardinals are back. The Woodland Cardinals back to their starters as well. And here's a ball inbound. He got it to Pitts. Pitts wings it over to Brandon Prince. Prince passes, deflecting, goes out of bounds. So we're just underway here. Thayer will inbound it again. Got it to Easton Pitts. Bounces it to the high post for Devin Harrington. Turns, shoots the rounding one-hander. It's good. But the Bobcats can get Harrington the ball at the free throw line right there like that. That'll be hard to beat here on this Wednesday or Thursday morning in the Ozarks. Here's Woodland with it. Got the ball to Kinder. Kinder powers it up, and it's good off the window. Corbin Kinder now with 14. He leads all scorers in the game. Thayer coming to midcourt. Here's a steal by Kinder. Got it to Lane. Lane, the no-look pass, and now a trailer. McCormick got it back in the corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Easton Pitts. But Thayer got a little careless with the ball that time, and it didn't cost him as Woodland couldn't score. Here's Harrington with the ball in the middle for Thayer. Out to Hollis Decker. Hollis gives to Brandon Prince, and he traveled. Yep. Brandon had a little bit of trouble catching it and shuffled his feet before he got the dribble down on the baseline. 37-29, Thayer down 8, Woodland with the ball. And now Kinder will check out of the game. Number 3, Jackson Schock, will check in for Woodland. Schock, 7 points off the bench in the first half, including his 3-pointer. He's got the ball now on the right side wing. That's where he likes to shoot it. Looking to get it inside, does, to Layton down on the baseline. Here's a shot blocked by Harrington. Harrington comes down with a loose ball. He will drive. He slams it home. Devin Harrington serving up another jam sandwich here on Norm Stewart Court. And the Thayer Bobcats back within 6. And here's a steal by Easton Pitts. Pitts will drive. Couldn't hit the layup, but he's hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot 2 free throws if he's not hurt. Number 5, Hayden Vanganip got back there to stop him from shooting a free throw. I mean, wasn't a whole lot of intent to stop that ball. I don't think Easton Pitts is any too happy about it. Vanganip didn't go for the ball. He just went up with 2 hands and just hammered Easton Pitts to the floor. First free throw is up. Good. Easton's okay. He's got 11 points in the game. Thayer Bobcats are back within 5 now, 37-32. Here's Kinder back in the game for Woodland. And number 5, Van Genip, will check out. Coach is talking to him, I think, probably about the fact that that's not the way you go about that particular play. Second free throw is up and no good for Easton Pitts. And rebound goes down to the Cardinals. Cardinals lead it by 5 with the ball. Got in the corner to Lane for a 3. And it's up off the rim. No good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Thayer Bobcat ball with 6:19 to go in the third quarter. Thayer back within 5 can make it a 3-point game with a bucket here. Somebody can hit one from downtown, make it a 2-point game. Cardinals again go double-team the ball. as Easton Pitts gets across the timeline. Looking to get rid of it, does, down the corner to Declan. Bounces it down to Harrington, powers it up off the window and in. Devin Harrington now with 15 in the game. And the Cardinals just don't have an answer for him, and the Bobcats make it an effort to get him the ball down in the paint. Here's Kendra to McCormick. Leaves that side. Three-point shot is up. No good. Harrington down with another rebound for Thayer. He's off to the races. Going to attack the basket. Lays it up. No good off the window. And a rebound taken by the Cardinals. Here they come. That is Lane. Into the lane. Has the ball tied up. And a whistle of a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. It'll either Prince. That is going to be Prince. Landon reached down, tried to grab the ball. Got him by the wrist. And that is team foul number one on the Thayer Bobcats here in the third quarter. Non-shooting foul. Cardinals will inbound the ball. Their lead is now down to three. Here's another deflected pass, but picked up by the Cardinals. Got to Kinder, fires a three ball. That one's off the rim. Rebound, Cooper Clark for Thayer. Bobcats now the chance to get back to within one. If somebody could hit one from downtown, it'd be a tie ball game. 5:24 to go. Here's Brandon Prince, pulls up the free throw line. Shot no good. Harrington rebounds and scores. And Devin Harrington has begun to dominate this game in the Thayer Bobcats. So back within one, 37-36. Woodland wants a timeout. We'll step away as well. We'll be back to Mizzou Arena in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick at GMC in West Plains. Have you driven by and seen all of the GMC trucks we just got in stock? Dually trucks, cabin chassis trucks, Sierra 2500, and Sierra 1500s. Oh, and we have Canyons, too. Come see Howe County's largest GMC inventory with the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Timeout. Thayer Bobcats have outscored Woodland 9-2 in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter and are back to within one after trailing by 8 at halftime. And Thayer really beginning to dominate the game at this point, especially in the interior with Devin Harrington. Harrington had 9 points in the first half. He has scored 8 in this third quarter alone. Has 15 in the game. Woodland out of the timeout. Got the ball down the left corner to Lane. Lane drives down the baseline, dumps it inside to Kinder. Shot blocked by Harrington. Easton Pitts with a loose ball. Gives it back over to Hollis Deckard. Deckard races up the right side. Thayer with a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. Easton Pitts out top. Moves off the screen. Down to Deckard for three in the corner. It's good. Hollis Deckard with his third three-pointer of the morning. And the Thayer Bobcats are back on top by two. 39-37. Here's a steal by Hollis Deckard. Got the ball up to Harrington. Harrington working down the left side of the lane. Goes to the bucket. No, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Thayer Bobcats are dominating the game right now. 4:31 to go. By the way, Hollis Decker with that three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic, his third of the game. Devin Harrington at the line. First free throw is up and no good. By the way, the foul a moment ago was it on Layton or McCormick? Called it on McCormick. Was his second. Team foul number two on Woodland. Second free throw for Devin Harrington. This one is good. Harrington now with 18 points in the ballgame. Thayer leads it by three, 40-37. Here comes Kinder down the middle of the lane. Gives it back outside to McCormick. His shot is up from the free throw line. It's good. Cameron McCormick now with 6 points. Thayer with the ball. 1 point lead. Easton Pitts bringing it in the front court. Long pass up the court. Tried to get it to Cooper Clark, and he couldn't hang on. Too much heat on that one. Coop just couldn't catch up to it. 40-39, Thayer by one. Woodland with a chance to regain the lead here. I told you early on, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here at Mizzou Arena. They're down to 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer by one. Here's Kinder for Woodland. A little jump pass goes to the left side to Vandenip. Back outside to Kinder. Kinder gives up McCormick. Shot from straight away. Is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Devin Harrington. Thayer Bobcats on a little run. Give it to Brandon Prince. Prince over to Hollis Deckard. Swings it cross court to Easton Pitts. Easton looking for an opening. Got it to Deckard on the left side. Long three-point shot. That one too far out of his range. And we're going to get a whistle. and a foul on the rebound, or was it just down? I'm not going to call a foul on Brandon Prince of the Thayer Bobcats trying to get the offensive rebound. Prince called for the foul will be his third. Devin Harrington with two, one apiece for Easton Pitts, and he's Combs. Thayer Bobcats not in serious foul trouble at this point. Fourth team foul on Thayer in the third quarter. Woodland Cardinals with the ball. Lees got it at the elbow. Gives it off and out. Stolen from him by Hollis Decker. Hollis will bring it in the front court for Thayer. Feed off Easton Pitts. Easton driving the baseline. Reverse layup is good. Easton Pitts now with 13, and Thayer up by three again, 42-39. Here's Kinder, pull-up jumper from 15. That's off the rim. Rebound controlled by Devin Harrington for Thayer. Dev leading the charge up the floor, leads it to Brandon Prince at the three-point line. Prince, cross-court to Easton Pitts, fakes the three. Now puts the ball on the floor, goes down to the baseline, bounces it down low. Now shuffle pass inside for Brandon Prince. And it's good. Prince with 4 points in the game. Thayer out to a five-point advantage. 44-39, and Woodland wants a timeout to try and stop the bleeding. 44-39, Thayer leads with 2:39 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to Mizzou Arena in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Well, Thayer Bobcats out to a 44-39 lead. Thayer trailed by eight heading into the third quarter. Now they lead it by five. Only 4 points in the quarter for Woodland. Thayer has scored 17. Woodland Cardinals with the ball out of the timeout. They get on the left side. Now to Kinder. Fakes the three. Puts it on the floor one time. Gives it up to Shock. Shock just tied up. Now gets free. Shoots a three. It's no good. And Devin Harrington, who has taken over in the paint in this game, with another rebound. He gets it up to Easton Pitts. Easton going to the baseline for Thayer and got in traffic and traveled with the ball. A lot of contact in there, and Easton called for the travel. And the ball will belong to the Woodland Cardinals, trailing by five. It'll be Shock. Jackson Shocker Jr. brings up the floor in a hurry. 2:11 to go. They get the ball to Meek at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound back to the Cardinals. They go to Shock. Shot hangs in the air, shoots in the lane. It's good. This kid is just instant offense. 9 points off the bench. He had, 16 in the game yesterday in the loss. Thayer Bobcats with the ball now, leading by three. Hollis Deckard swings around Easton Pitts. Easton moving off the screen to the top. Gonna fire the three. Bingo! Easton Pitts has 16 points. That's his first three-pointer of the afternoon. It's brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. There's almost a steal by the Thayer Bobcats. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Devin Harrington. And it'll be Woodland ball. They'll inbound right in front of their bench. 1:38 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats are up six, 47-41. Bobcats have scored 20 points in this third quarter. And there's a whistle and a foul to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. So a hand check. That'll be on Hollis Decker. That'll be the first foul today on Hollis. And it'll be shocked inbound for Woodland. Got it in out front to Kinder. Kinder has it on the wing. Will cross over dribble to the free throw line. Keeps it back outside the lane. Lane looking for somebody to give it to. Does to McCormick. McCormick got in the lane to Meek. Meek puts it on the floor. Has it poked away. Ball is out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Good interior defense by the Thayer Bobcat. Meek tried to dribble it in there, and there were about six Bobcat hands poking at it. And then Meek tried to get it back. It went off his leg and out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats control the ball with a six-point lead. A minute to go in the third quarter. 47-41. Easton Pitts out on top. Bobcats may hold for the final shot. No pitch going right down the middle of the lane. Trying to dump it off down inside to Harrington. And couldn't connect on the pass. If they did, that would have been another dunk for Dr. Duncan Stein. Instead, Woodland Cardinals get the ball back. By the way, they make a substitution. Number 21, Calvin Layton, checks back into the game for the Cardinals. Woodland with it, down by six. Down to 45 seconds to go. Layton with the ball on the right side. Is it to Kinder out around the three-point line. Now goes in the free throw circle. Jump pass goes down the lane, or down the corner of the lane. Back to Kinder. Got the defense off his feet. Ducks under and scores. This is a good player. Corbin Kinder now is 16 for Woodland. They have two players in double figures. Bayer breaks the full court press. Hollis Deckard will give it up to Easton Pitts. Down to 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Easton Pitts in the lane, dumping it off inside. Gets it back in the corner for three. Bingo! Easton Pitts has hit two in a row from downtown. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And here goes a high-arching shot. No good for Woodland. 2 seconds in the quarter. Shot out of the corner. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter play. Thayer Bobcats lead Woodland by 7, 50-43. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
And we're back in Mizzou Arena on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. Norm Stewart Court for the Show Me Showdown. This is the third place game in Class 3, the Thayer Bobcats and the Woodland Cardinals. Thayer with the lead, 50-43. They outscored Woodland 23-8 after trailing by 8 at the half. Woodland opens the fourth quarter with the basketball, got to McCormick. His pass is deflected, but he goes right back to Calvin Layton. Layton gives it out top. Gets it back. Feeds over to Kinder. Kinder working against the defense. Going to penetrate. Kick it out to Shock for three. That's no good. Hollis Deckard with a rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Back on the Bobcats with the ball. A 7-point lead. See if they continue to attack. They just went to the heart of the defense in that third quarter. And they go in there again. Riley White's got it. At the elbow. Spins in traffic. His shot is going to be blocked. No foul call. Wow. And here comes Woodland. Shock. Got it inside the lane. His shot blocked by Pitts. And number three, Shock, will pick up the loose ball and score. 11 points for Shock in the game. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is down to 4. Easton Pitts with it in the corner to Riley White. His pass in the middle, deflected, and picked off by Calvin Layton. Layton got it up the floor to Shock with a shot. No good. Devin Harrington down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcat. Harrington got over to Riley White. Riley, oh, came down with it out of bounds. So Thayer getting a little bit sloppy here. Now Riley White will check out of the game. Brandon Prince will check back in. Substitution for the Cardinals. Number 5, Vanganip is back in the ball game as McCormick goes up. Kinder crosses the timeline for Woodland. Got the ball down in the corner. Now back outside. Long shot is up and no good for Layton. That is rebound controlled by the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard, long pass up the floor, got Easton Pitts, going to step into a three. That one's up. Oh, it's good! Easton Pitts with his third straight three-pointer, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is back out to 8, 53-45. On the other end, Lane Lee, Shaw Lane to the bucket, and he pulls up, hits an 8-footer, and the lead back to 6, 53-47 Thayer. He gets the ball to Devin Harrington at the high post. Dumps it down inside to Cooper Clark. Coop up with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Back up and scores. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Cooper Clark working hard on the board. We'll get credit for the bucket. Cooper Clark now with his first bucket of the game. And we'll go to the free throw line and shoot one free throw. McCormick and Meek will check back in the game for the Cardinals. And it looks like number 3, Shock, and number 21, Layton, will leave the floor. 55-47, Thayer by 8. Trying to make it a 9-point advantage is Cooper Clark. The free throw rattles in and out, no good. Rebound off to the Cardinals. They're down 8, 5:51 to go in the game. Kinder races up. Bobcats double-team him. He gets rid of it for Vanganet. In the corner, back to Kinder, going in the lane. Going to get a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get that one on Brandon Prince. Yeah, they do. They call Prince for the hand check. And that'll be foul number 4 on Brandon. And that's huge in this game with 5:42 remaining. Non-shooting foul. Cardinals will inbound ball. They wanted to bring it in the lane. They got it out to Kinder, the free throw line. He'll give it up to Meek. Meek back out to Kinder, out around the 3-point line on the left side. Little dribble drive, feeds it back out to Vanganet. Down to McCormick, spin to the lane, shot is up and good. Nice play. Cameron McCormick and Woodland back to within 6 with that bucket. Thayer again bringing it up across the timeline, got the ball down to Brandon Prince. Brandon modest travel, no call. Gets it back out front for Easton Pitt. Easton, left side for Deckard. Now on the baseline to Harrington. Thayer working a little bit of clock here. Hollis Deckard with it out front. Has the ball knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. And oh, it didn't go out of bounds. Woodland goes and gets it. But Woodland with the ball. Here's Kinder is going to get fouled out on top. It'll be on Cooper Clark. That'll be foul number 1 in the game on Coop. Team foul number 2 here in the fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. 55-49. Thayer outscored Woodland in the first quarter. Woodland outscored Thayer in the second. Thayer outscored Woodland in the third. He was going to outscore who here in the fourth? Here's Kinder off the inbound, puts up a shot. That might have been partially blocked by Harrington. It's an air ball and lands out of bounds. And no block. And I think the officials are going to get together and see if this should be Woodland ball. I kind of agree that Harrington might have got a piece of that. And now the official comes over and says, no, he did not. So Kinder shoots the air ball. And it'll belong to the Thayer Bobcats with 4:45 to go in the game. Thayer leading by 6. Thayer inbounds it to Harrington. Harrington races up the left sideline. Hands the ball off to Brandon Prince. Out front around the horn to Hollis Deckard. Deckard down low to Prince, who puts it up and in. Brandon Prince now has 6 points in his final game of the Thayer Bobcat. 57-49, Thayer back up by 8. Bobcats trying to win a third-place trophy in the Class 3 state tournament. Here's Kinder going to the rack for Woodland, and he got it up and over Devin Harrington. And Kinder now with 18 to lead the way for the Cardinals. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, leading by 6. We're down to 4 minutes remaining in the game. 57-51. Thayer got the ball to Harrington, goes down to the baseline, gets it in the lane to Clark, back out to Pitts. Easton will hold it. Lane comes out to guard him. Easton goes around him with a screen. Now down on the baseline to Brandon Prince, trying to shuffle it inside to Cooper Clark. Ball deflected and picked up by the Cardinals. There they go. That is Lane Lee into the lane. Pull-up jumpers, good. Lane Lee now with 10 for Woodland. Back to a 4-point game. Thayer with it. Hollis Deckard feeds it up the floor, got it across the timeline. Long pass up to Cooper Clark all alone under the bucket, and he scores. Cooper Clark with 4. And here's Woodland coming the other way in a hurry. Meek gets it to McCormick. McCormick up with a shot, count it, and a foul. McCormick will hit the bucket. He's got 10 points. And the foul is on Hollis Deckard to Thayer. Will be his second of the game. 3:17 to go. Woodland back to within 4 with that bucket. By the way, they're going to get Jackson Schott back in the ballgame. Number 21, Calvin Layton, also back in the game for Woodland. At the line, Cameron McCormick, number 40, a junior. His free throw is up, and it's good. So McCormick with 11 points this afternoon. Or this morning, I guess. We're still in the morning. Thayer Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt coming against the pressure. Easton Pitts doubles up across the timeline. leans across court, stolen by Kinder. And Kinder has it poked away from behind. It'll be Woodland ball with 3:06 to go in the game. Bayer Bobcats open the quarter with a 7-point lead. That lead is down to 3, 59-56. Woodland on the inbound, down under the bucket. Got it to Kinder. Kinder outside to Layton. Layton moves off the screen, gives it to Lane Lee. He swings it over to Shock. Shock back to Lee. Lee on the wing, moves off the screen, backs up, fires a 3-pointer. It's off the front rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Bayer Bobcat ball. Good play out there by Cooper Clark. He threw a block and did not allow the Woodland player to get to the basketball before it got out of bounds. So good block by Cooper Clark. How many times have we said that in the last 4 years? Bayer Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt. Easton Pitts with it to Hollis Deckard. And ball's going to be kicked by Woodland as Deckard goes to throw it up the right sideline. 2:39 to go in the game. Thayer leads it 59-56. We're going to get a timeout on the court. Woodland called the timeout. Down 3. 2:39 to play. We'll be back to Norm Stewart Court, Mizzou Arena. Show me showdown in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
And we're back after timeout. Mizzou Arena on the campus of the University of Missouri in Columbia. The third place game in the Show Me Showdown Class 3 division. Bayer Bobcats holding to a 3-point lead with 2:39 to go in the game. Bobcats led by 7 at the end of 3 quarters after outscoring Woodland 23-8 in the third quarter. Take the lead. Woodland been on a little bit of a run here. 2 minutes, 39 seconds to go. By the way, Devin Harrington already a double-double in this game. Dev has got 18 points and 13 rebounds in this game. So another double-double in the state tournament for Devin Harrington. He had 15 and 13 yesterday, 18 and 13 today. And here's Bayer Bobcat. Oh, almost a steal by Shock. Easton Pitts trying to throw that one up across the timeline. And the ball was kicked. It'll belong to the Bayer Bobcats. 2:34 to go in the game. Pitch takes the inbound pass in the backcourt. Coming to the top. Steps it across the timeline. And now looking for an alley. Gets over to Hollis Deckard. Hollis looking inside. Nobody open. He'll give it back out to, well, quick hands by Lane. Knocked that ball away and out of bounds, too. Looked like it'll be an easy pass from Deckard to Harrington. And Lane got a hand on it. It goes out of bounds. There, Bobcats inbounded again. Got it to Harrington. Now to Prince. Prince back over to Harrington, and Harrington gets pushed by number 40. That is McCormick, and that'll be foul number 3 on Cameron McCormick for Woodland. And we're down to 2:12 remaining in the game. That is just the second team foul on the Woodland Cardinals. Hollis Deckard will inbound ball for Thayer. Got into the backcourt. Easton Pitts. Easton draws a double team to him. Going to have to get rid of it now. Got it to Deckard. Deckard gets across the timeline to Cooper Clark. Coop settles things down, gives back out to Deckard. Deckard takes the pass to the right side, goes to the left, gives off to Harrington. Harrington dumps it down inside for Clark. Up with a shot, no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, and we'll shoot 2. Good play by Brandon Prince. Foul's going to be on number 21, Calvin Layton. Will be his third, I'm going to say the fourth foul on Layton. Cooper Clark at the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Bobcats. Coop hits the free throw. Cooper with 5 points, all of them in the second half. Here, Bobcats, 2 players in double figures already. Here's point number 61. Wouldn't go down. So, Bayer Bobcat lead is 4 with a minute 52 to go after Cooper Clark hits the free throw. Woodland with a rebound. Of course, they got the ball. Kinder. Dumps it off to Layton. Layton to the top of the key. Thought about the 3. Doesn't take it. Gives to McCormick. Back to Layton. Layton moves to the wings. Leads off to Shock. Shock to Kinder. Left side now to Lee. Lee to McCormick. McCormick back out top. Here's a give over to Layton. Bobcats, good job defensively, not letting Woodland get what they want. Here's a shot out of the corner by McCormick. No good. Rebound controlled by Devin Harrington. Harrington running the floor, races up the left side, now goes to the baseline. Going to get fouled. It'll be a blocking foul. And that's going to be on Layton, number 21. That's going to be his fifth of the game. Be a non-shooting foul, just the fourth team foul on Woodland. But a minute 18 to go in the game, Fair Bobcat fans will cross the way, and there's a bunch of them in Columbia right now on the edge of their seat. And the Fair Bobcats hold on here for a win. Take home the third-place trophy for the fourth consecutive year. Bobcats inbound the ball to Harrington. A little jumper is up. No good, but he's fouled, and Devin Harrington goes to the free throw line. And the foul is on number 40, McCormick. That is the fourth on McCormick, and the size of the Thayer Bobcats tonight, or this morning, has been the difference in this game. Here's Harrington with a free throw. It's good. Devin now with 19 points in the ballgame. End of three, he had 13 rebounds. I think he got a couple more this quarter. 20 points as Harrington hits both free throws. Thayer up now by six, 62-56. Ooh, almost a steal by Pitt. Ball goes to Kinder for the Cardinals, and Kinder driving down the right side of the lane is going to get fouled. I believe that one will be on Hollis Deckard again. It is. Hollis Deckard called for the foul. That will be his third of the day. And Woodland will inbound the ball, got it into Kinder. Kinder going toward the bucket. High arching shot over Harrington. Count it, and a foul. Oh, Kinder with a beautiful move. High arching shot over the outstretched arms of Devin Harrington, and Dev going to be called for the foul, his third. Kinder with the bucket now has 20 for Woodland. And he'll go to the free throw line, shoot for 21. Substitution now for Woodland. McCormick checks out. Number 23, Peyton Meek, will check in. Kinder at the free throw line has not made a free throw today. First one he shot, and it's good. So Kinder makes it a three-point game, 62-59. Thayer with the ball. Easton Pitts going up the sideline. Uh-oh. Easton Pitts got fouled going up the sideline, and the official didn't see him, but he reached out and shoved Wayne Lee in the back. And going to the free throw line to shoot two. Now the coach comes over and tells Wayne Lee what he did to get shoved. Don't know. Of course, Woodland going to have to foul now, put the Thayer Bobcats at the line, try and get the ball back. First free throw for Easton Pitts is good. Easton with 23 this afternoon. He had 22 yesterday in the Bobcat loss to Kip Legacy. Now substitution, McCormick back in the game. Meek will go out. Thayer leads it by four, so a two-possession ball game right now with 1 minute to go. Second free throw for Pitts is good. Easton with 24 points. And the Cardinals coming the other way in a hurry. Shot gets it to Kinder. Kinder down to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Top to Lee. Lee with a three-point shot. No good. Harrington down the rebound. Dribbles out of traffic. Gives it to Easton Pitts. Now to Hollis Deckard. Hollis comes to midcourt. Bounces it to Brandon Prince. To Cooper Clark. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on number 12, Corbin Kinder. Kinder call for his fourth foul. This will put Brandon Prince at the free throw line. Brandon with 6 points this morning. Looking for number seven here, and it's up and no good. So still a five-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 64-59 over the Woodland Cardinals. Second free throw, make a six-point game. No good. Rebound taken by Prince to Harrington. He flushes it home. Dr. Duncanstein, another jam sandwich for the Woodland Cardinals on North Stewart Court. Woodland races up the court. Kinder puts up a shot, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, he gets it back. Out to Lane Lee, his shot, no. Rebound back up and in by Vangenmint. And a timeout called immediately by the Cardinals. 20 seconds remain in the game. Thayer Bobcats with the lead, 66-61 in the third place game of the Class 3 State Basketball Championship here, the Show Me Showdown. And we're going to keep it right here and say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today, including, let's see, including Thayer Ready Mix, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms for all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brent Ward, DDS in Springfield, the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, State Farm Agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, American Family Insurance, Jesse Tucker of West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer. 417-280-7466, the number to call. Thayer Bobcats with a five-point lead. 20 seconds remain. It's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball, and you can bet this is going to turn into a foul fest here. Whoever touches the ball for Thayer on this inbound is going to get fouled immediately. So make free throws if you're Thayer and you win this game. Cooper Clark will inbound Easton Pitt, and Easton gives it up to Cooper Clark, and now Clark will get fouled. 3 seconds, manages to run off the clock. Fouls on number five. That is Vanganip. Vanganip picks up his second. And he'll send Cooper Clark to the free throw line. Thayer leads it 66-61. Clark trying to make it a three-possession game with 17 seconds left. First free throw is up, and it's good for the senior. Coop with 6 points on the morning, shooting for number seven here, and to make it a seven-point lead with 17 seconds to go. It's up and good. Coop with 7 points. Here come the Cardinals. Shock going to pull up with a long three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound is going to be off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be ball to the Cardinals. Long rebound was going out of bounds. Bobcats are going to let it go. Cardinals knocked it out. Now the Cardinals apparently are going to let this one. They're going to bring subs into the game. Number 11 checking into the game. And John's checking in for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer Bobcats are going to end this game with all five of their seniors on the floor. I love that. John Zukowski checks in with 9 seconds to play. The Thayer Bobcats with all five of their seniors going to end this season on the floor. There's a ball almost stolen, picked up by the Cardinals. They get rid of it out to number 11. We don't have all these numbers. They're just going to dribble out the clock. And there you go, the Thayer Bobcats win the third-place trophy for the fourth straight year at the Show Me Showdown, Class 3. Well, actually, the first two were in, or the first one was in Class 1. It's been three in a row in Class 3. Again, Thayer Bobcats win it today, 68-61 over the Woodland Cardinals. Stay tuned. The Thayer decorating postgame report is coming right up. And Coach Matt Pitts and his seniors, big hugs all around down at the end of the bench. We're going to have Coach Matt Pitts to join us here in just a moment on the Thayer decorating postgame report. Let's take time out. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business,